to protect on iRadio.
Think of your life and look at your bin. What's in there? Is it food? Is it fashion? Is it plastic packaging? What is it? And try and start to find better ways, you know, ways to avoid that rubbish to happen again. It's almost like a life audit. I think it's a good way to start.
That's the advice from Pat Kane, founder of Reusy, which is a minimal waste lifestyle shop. Pat joins us this week on Ours to Protect to help the people of Kildare leave no trace behind. Although recycling is a good thing to do with our waste, the best thing is to cut down our waste altogether. You can find Reusy in the Kilkenny Design Shop in the Whitewater Shopping Centre, Newbridge, and also at reusy.ie. Pat starts off by giving us a description of what Reusy is.
So Reusy is Ireland's one-stop shop for sustainable living products and services, so advice service. We offer over 1,000 products, I'd say, at this stage, mostly from Irish makers, creatives, you know, and I suppose, you know, all handcrafted, gorgeous little bits for your everyday living. So the idea is for to help you continue to do the things you love, but finding better ways to do so.
Can you give me some examples of this?
So, for example, if you're looking at your bathroom, which is probably my favorite area, right? We are offering sustainable solutions for your old disposable conventional shampoo bottles, plastic bottles that once you're done with them, usually they go into the bin, right? So we offer like shampoo bars, conditioner bars, obviously the good old soap bar, because why not? People love that and they're incredible scents out there. Lots of people making beautiful products. You know, we're looking at reusable menstrual products, or plastic free even. You know, we're looking into bamboo toothbrushes, we're looking into, you know, I suppose every possible sort of like cosmetics, you know, skincare products that are not only good for your skin but also very good for the planet. So the idea is to offer solutions to those everyday products that we love so much and we depend on so much, but, you know, better. So the idea is to leave no trace behind, or as little as possible, I guess.
But if you do have these shampoo bottles at home, Pat tells us why you shouldn't just throw these out straight away.
Yeah, look, like if you already have bottles of shampoo at home, absolutely. The most unsustainable thing for you to do right now would be for you to get rid of them just because they are so-called not sustainable, right? So use up what you have. And once you're done with those things, make sure the bottles, for example, are clean, dry, and you can, again, recycle those. Or if you have access to a refill store, you know, like there are few around the country right now. If you have access to one of those, bring the good old bottles of shampoo, conditioner, and whatnot, and refill, you know, with the options that are available. I think that's a great way to keep those bottles in circulation and avoid landfill. Now, another way to go about it, as I said, is to you know, try and find a shampoo bar that works for your hair type. There are several types out there today, and, you know, one is better than the other, and I just love testing those things.
We're told that recycling is a good option, but it's not the best. Pat Kane from Reusy tells us what the best option is when it comes to waste.
Yeah, what I would say for sure, like recycling is never the solution, right? It's a part of a very complex, I suppose, structure. So recycling is the last resort. It means that rubbish is there and there's nothing else you can do about it, right? And that is recycled. So that's the end of the line. The longer term solutions here would really be to try and find alternatives, you know, that are either package free or, as I said, refillable, or come in packaging made from cardboard or compostable. You know, there's so many things out there right now that come in compostable packaging, you know, stuff that you can actually home compost, which is fantastic. You know, as a consumer, we have the power to drive change, obviously, and that power is called our money, right? So by making better choices like these and being a bit more considerate, you know, on our daily choices, you know, we can make a difference. So recycling is a good way to go about it, but it's not the best. The best is trying to avoid the creation of rubbish altogether by, again, trying to understand what alternatives are out there.
But why do we want to stop the creation of waste in the first place? Well, because it's spiraling out of control. Pat tells us how not only are we creating so much waste, but also how we're wasting our money.
So if you think of food, food is probably the most wasted item, let's call, in Ireland, right? With the average household spending about 60 euro a month I suppose, wasting €60 a month in food waste, which adds up to over 700 euro a year, right? It's a lot of money. And on top of that, you know, it's a deeply unethical issue. There are people facing food poverty right now. So it's something that we really want to avoid. Secondly, I would say fashion. Everybody loves fashion. Of course, it's so fun and we can express our own selves through the beauty, beautiful clothes, etc. However, according to Oxfam, and that's an official stat, you know, half a ton of clothing every minute is dumped into a landfill in Ireland. That is crazy. You know, for a small island, you know, we're producing half a ton of clothing every single minute and dumping it into a landfill. This is crazy, right?
That's amazing.
It's one for us to think about. So how do you do better at that? Do you buy secondhand? Do you swap with friends? Do you shop less but better? You know, there are ways to go about this. And lastly, I suppose it's important to say that when it comes to general waste, you know, we are heavily reliant on incineration. And that is because we're only a small country. We don't have, you know, unlimited areas of landfill, and there are several consequences to that. So I think it's really important for us to keep in mind, no matter what it is that we're doing, if we're dressing ourselves, if we're buying food for the week, if we're like just, you know, going about our days, and it's like, how can I go about my life without generating as much waste? And lastly, I would say absolutely try and ditch plastics always when possible. You know, grab a water bottle, grab a coffee cup that I'm sure people already have a home. And when I say that, it's not a fancy thing. You know, you want to test to see if that habit sticks, if it's good for you. So maybe bring a mug. We all have mugs at home, right? Bring one of those. See if this is something that you feel comfortable with, carrying a cup with you at all times. And if it is, then if you feel like you need a fancy cup, then you get yourself a cup. But like, try and reduce the amount of waste by experimenting with new habits. I think it's a great way to get you used to them, understand if those are for you.
Airs to Protect, brought to you by iRadio, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television license fee. Check out airstoprotect.ie for more info. I say I don't